AI is growing, so AI is driving the growth of optical transceivers market exponentially.
Hi, I'm Katie Miale, Director of Marketing for Approved Networks and Brand of LeGrand, and this is the Illuminations Podcast. Today, we're here with Frank Yang, and I'll let Frank introduce himself.
Hi, Katie. My name is Frank Yang. I'm a senior product line manager of Approved Network, a brand of LeGrand.
That's good. The reason I had you introduce yourself is because I momentarily, entirely forgot your title. So I let you do it. Anyway, so tell us a little bit about how you came to be with LeGrand. We talked to Mika Landau not that long ago. He gave the whole history about Approved Networks, and we were acquired by Champion One. And then LeGrand, and you came to us through that acquisition, yeah?
That's right. I was hired by Champion One, and there was a merger and acquisition between Champion One and Approved Network, and later LeGrand acquired us. So, been here for 5 years now, and I ran a product line management team for transceiver DAC, the AOCs.
Okay, perfect. So in that role, you manage a team, and tell us about the different product lines that you manage a little bit more in depth.
Yeah. The primary product lines we have is optical transceivers. We also offer a full spectrum of direct attached cables, active optical cables, and last but not least, passives. MUX and DMUX, those passive devices.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So just this past week, you and I spent some time together with a larger group from LeGrand and a number of different brands with LeGrand at Cisco Live. So one of the things that I found interesting, they had their whole networking section kind of went through the different industries that we serve as Approved Networks. So there was building technology and campus, and then there was data centers, and then there was broadband. So for me, I like to actually kind of see in that breakdown, but you and your audience are far more technical than I. What was the thing that you found the most interesting at Cisco Live within that networking area or even beyond in the rest of what was there? It was ginormous for sure.
Yeah, I attended Cisco Live many years ago. This is kind of like a return. It is still similar, the setup to me, more turned out to be than I expected, to be honest. And yeah, you are right. They have a branch campus network display and a service provider data center, full spectrum because of their enterprise service provider and the data center customer base. That's because I also went to GTC 2024 a couple of months ago. That is more concentrated in data center, AI application data center.
Yeah, it was a great event. The numbers are definitely coming up. My first Cisco Live was in 2019, and then they were shut down for a few years. And I think that was probably the biggest one I've been to, but as it's been open to the public again, it's getting bigger and bigger again. So it was a good time. And that Elton John concert was a good time, too. Mm.
Right. Enjoyed very much.
Yeah, it was good. So it was good to get together with the team in general, so that was good. And so what we're actually here to talk to more about today with you, because I know it's a passion of yours and you're definitely an expert on this subject, is basically the impact of AI on networking and optical transceivers. So what would you say is AI's role in advancing transceiver technology? How is AI requiring the transceiver technology to keep up with the demand?
Yeah, that's a great question, right? So my understanding, given AI is, typically people say AI is an application, it's a machine learning algorithm, whatever. My view is AI is really an industry. It's an ecosystem. So from the upstream, downstream, from a supplier to the end user's application, it's a whole system, ecosystem. So AI's impact on transceiver infrastructure networking is profound, definitely. AI application, machine learning, one of the key is AI application require high performance computing. And high performance computing requires high performance networking. And that demands high speed transceiver, optical transceivers, and supporting technologies. Yeah.
Yeah. So explain what technologies that we have here at Approved Networks that we're actually have launched or we are about to be launching that's actually going to support the technology you're talking about.
I mentioned about AI requires high performance networking and then high speed transceivers. That one of the significant advancement and the development is this 800 gig SR8. What I have here is a OSFP module, right? So it has it's running 800 gig total data rate over multi-mode fiber. It can go up to 100 meter. This is what we have launched, and for it as a solution. This is a great solution to support AI networking and AI clustering.
So what is a real life application where you would actually see that particular transceiver used?
Yeah. So you certainly can use the 800 gig to 800 gig connection. Put them in the spine switches and the leaf switches. Or you can use this 800 gig to split them into 2x400 gig from leaf goes to GPU server node. That's at least the two use cases.
Yeah. Okay. And where would you see a GPU for those of us who don't understand even that much? Where would you see a GPU?
GPU could be here, right? GPU connected to access or to the leaf network. Eventually it goes to spine and then you spread them out across the fabric.
Yeah. Okay. So in terms of overcoming technical challenges, what would you say the primary benefits are to deploying an 800 gig OSFP SR8 and a dual 400 gig VR4 configuration?
The benefit first, it supports both Ethernet and InfiniBand protocol. So you can use one because customer may build AI networking either using Ethernet based, depending on their preference, or InfiniBand based. So you can use one for two applications. Second is flexibility of use case, right? I mentioned about you can do 800 gig to 800 gig or 800 gig to 4x400 gig, depends on where you design. So you can do two different locations in your networks using this transceiver. Yeah.
Got it. Okay, so we talked about the applications. Let's talk about the actual implementation. Talk about maybe for data center networking professionals, like considering the implementation of the 800 gig OSFP SRE and similar technologies, what best practices and strategies would you recommend to ensure a successful deployment?
Yeah, the best of practice starts with a good planning. You want to plan your fiber infrastructure, fiber plan, eventually good to support probably starting from 200 gig, 400 gig, eventually to 800 gig. You may be able to go 800 gig straight, but in case you do 400 gig in the middle, you want to make sure future proofing, right? So this is 800 gig SR8 is running on 800 gig multi-mode. So your multi-mode fiber plan, you want to make sure this is for 8 pairs, and so you consider your fiber plan supporting 4x type of 8 pairs, so the factor of 4x characters, right? 8 pairs, not like a MPO-12, so it has a factor of 3 in it. That's my recommendation though. So, and then eventually plan out, design your networking leaf, spine, access, your pod, how many racks eventually you want to lay out, scale out your network. Yeah.
Okay, so what takeaways would you like our audience today to have from this podcast? What do you want them to go away knowing?
Yeah, AI is, we know, is centric around the graphic processor unit. It's a GPU, which is NVIDIA's golden brick, right? However, there is a ratio between GPU to optical transceivers that you need to maintain in order to design a good data center fabric, networking fabric, in order to support, build up the entire infrastructure to your application. So that ratio from GPU, number of GPU, to number of optical transceivers, you need to maintain certain ratio. So what I have seen is, for example, building the fabric, it could be 1 to 8 or 9 transceivers. Sometimes, depending on the design, could be 1 to 6. So 1 GPU is ratio eventually to 6 or 8 or 9 optical transceivers for that network. So you want to think about this. This is one takeaway. So the GPU versus optical transceiver ratio, there is one to be considered. This is one. Second is, as we know, AI is growing, so AI is driving the growth of optical transceivers market exponentially. This is the second point I want to take away. So third one is plan your fiber infrastructure well in order to you can do your work, build your application today, and consider the future upgrade to 800 gig even. So that's our three takeaway points I have. Yeah.
That's perfect. That's all, yeah, that just summed it up for me. That's wonderful. So let's take a look forward before we wrap things up. Looking forward, how do you see how do you envision AI further transforming transceiver technology as we move forward, even beyond 800 gig? What do you think the next biggest milestones are for us to look forward to?
Yeah. This is a great question, right? Typically, we talk about transceivers, networking, we emphasize on the speed, right? So currently, right now, 400 gig is prime in the prime time. We just launched 800 gig. Naturally, from speed perspective, 1.6 would be the next milestone. However, I want to make sure speed is not the only factor that we talk about transceiver. And also, power consumption of those transceivers. As you can see, this is
right.
A good size.
That's substantial, yeah.
That's a good size.
Yeah, I look at that compared to where we've come from down the line here.
They
yeah.
consume the power consumption from 400 gig, 800 gig,
yeah.
A lot. So how do you make it more efficient? How do you make it more sustainable in the future? There is a new technology called linear drive optics. Linear drive pluggable optics, LPO. What it's trying to do is, it's a MSA-based multi-sourcing agreement association type. Mm-hmm. It's trying to tag how do we reduce the power consumption of those each optical transceiver. But I still maintain the higher speed, right? 800 gig,
right.
1.9
right.
in the future. So LPO for low power, lower cost technology in the future. It basically removed the digital signal processing from the transceiver. But that's a technology that tackle power consumption
right.
aspect. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a huge consideration. That's actually something we should come back and talk more about in the future.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
LPO.
No, that's fascinating. Yeah. It's definitely a huge consideration. Well, thank you for being here. We're so good
thank
to
you
have
for having
you.
Me.
Yeah. Thanks for getting on a plane to come out here just to see us.
Yeah.
All the way from Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoying.
Yeah, good.
Thank
yeah,
you, Katie,
sure.
very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. We'll talk again soon. Thanks everybody for watching.